Before we get to Dave Pignota here as well, just want to mention that Quinn Hughes will be joining the show at 3 p.m., so stay tuned for that. We will have Quinn Hughes coming up at the top of the hour. But now, the man we were just mentioning, Dave Pignota. Dave, how's it going?
Busy day, that's for sure.
Well, on the Hub City front, let's get right to it. I know you tweeted this out about an hour ago, but it seems like now Edmonton is picking up traction. And is Vegas dropping off here? Are they out of the picture?
Not yet. Not out of it yet. But I can definitely tell you that in the last 24 hours or so, 24 to 36 hours, there have been some serious concerns brought up by the player side over, not just the player side, but I get the league as well, but also from the player side of things, the concerns over the increase in COVID cases that have been on the continuous rise in Nevada, in Clark County, in the Vegas area. And that's led to Edmonton kind of not reemerging as a potential favorite here, so to speak, because they've always been in that mix. But they may surpass Las Vegas as the ultimate option. And part of the reason why the NHL wanted to wait as long as it could before making a determination. Now, we know last week it was basically agreed upon by both sides that Vegas and Vancouver were going to be the hub cities pending an official vote on everything. That obviously changed. It has clearly changed again. And we could see a very realistic scenario play out that sees Toronto and Edmonton as the two hubs.
Dave, what's the timeline for the NHL here? Because as you just said, you know, it seemed like they had a deal in place for the hub cities last week. Now it's changed twice since then. When do they need to decide on where their hub cities are going to be?
Well, you're basically, from a hub city perspective, you're basically looking at, I'd say, the next 7 to 10 days. However, because of everything else involved related to the CBA, related to all of the parameters associated with the return to play. So, you know, everything that comes into it, how are travel accommodations being taken into account? Can they secure the right security needed within each of the cities to make sure that there's an area to bypass traffic, to get players and teams to the rinks, to the practice facilities and back without potential interaction with, you know, the general population, however you want to call it. So there's still a lot that needs to be orchestrated and facilitated here beyond just, all right, it's going to be this city, it's going to be that city, we're good to go. Accommodations are worked out, locations are worked out within each of the cities, but it's all the nitty-gritty stuff that has to be kind of ironed out from a logistics perspective within the cities themselves. So between that and the urgency to get a CBA kind of rectified here, or at least a memorandum of understanding, you're probably looking at this week. They wanted to get something done last week, but it looks like things are being pushed out even beyond today. And tonight, believe me, there's going to be some news coming out with regards to the CBA because of the critical dates in place. Tomorrow's technically the first day of free agency. They have not yet agreed on terms to extend contracts and the critical dates there. It seems like a formality, but it's not official yet. And at the same time, there's not an agreement in place in terms of pushing back signing bonuses and when that's done. So there's a lot of work that needs to be kind of facilitated here before we get to midnight Eastern, when July 1 kind of kicks in, on top of all the other stuff we're dealing with, like hub cities.
You're listening to Reach Deep. We're joined by David Pignota of the Fourth Period. Dave, we've been talking about hub cities. We've been talking about the CBA, among other things, and you know when these games will be played, where they'll be played. But an interesting thread from Eric Engels today of Sportsnet talking about how certain players, and he didn't name names, but individual players talking to him, and one player specifically saying 75% of the guys don't want to play. Is that something that you're continually hearing? And do you think it matters at this point that we're hearing this? Or is this thing a go?
Well, so that has to be quantified, right? Like everybody I've talked to, I don't know, around 30 plus players in the last couple of weeks. Everybody will say that they would rather not play. You know, if under the circumstances, they would rather stay home. They'd rather have their off season. They'd rather get back into the swing of things in September. I think that's the mindset across the board, quite frankly. That being said, you got to quantify that by saying these are different times, and under these circumstances, do I want to come back? And I have not spoken to one player who has told me that given the circumstances that we're in, given the times related to COVID, and given the financial ramifications that would be in place here that would factor in if the season doesn't conclude, I have not had one player tell me I'm not going to come back. Everybody understands the concerns, and I've had players tell me the same, and others have told me very similar as to what they told Eric. But it's okay, this is the one situation, but given the grand scheme of things, yeah, I'm going to come back. It's not ideal. It's not the best, but it is what it is, and hopefully I can go chase the Stanley Cup, and if I'm out of the qualifying round, I'll be home in a few weeks. But other than that, it is what it is, and we got to march forward. That's the mindset across the board, and the finances associated with it is something that the NHLPA has been trying to emphasize how big of an impact it's going to have, not just now, but for years down the road. So coming back is significantly important across the board.
And Dave, Elliot Friedman of Sportsnet reported today that NHL participation in the 2022 Winter Games is yep. part of the CBA that might be voted on. How realistic is it? I know there would still be an agreement need to be reached out with the IOC, but in your mind, how realistic is it that NHL players go to the next Winter Olympics?
I spoke to one source very close to the discussions a couple days ago, and he told me that his expectation is that the players will be part of the Olympics, not just in 2022, but in 2026 as well in Milan. It's not agreed upon. It hasn't been finalized, obviously, but it's part of the discussions. It's been something that's ramped up in the last couple of days because of the urgency in getting a memorandum of understanding kind of in place here. And a topic as big as and important as participation in international play like the Olympics should be part of the memorandum of understanding. So that would probably be into it. I would expect it to be. The people I've spoken to kind of expect it to be on both sides. There's acknowledgement that it's being discussed and it's part of the ongoing negotiations. We'll obviously and ultimately find that out in the next few days by the looks of things, but it certainly sounds like that's going to be part of the equation here, and there has to be give and take on both sides. The league has been pretty adamant against having players participate in the Olympics because of their schedule, but they're seeing that, hey, if you got to push things off into a schedule, it can be done, and it's not the end of the world here, and I think this has kind of assisted them in being a little bit more lenient in allowing players to play in the Olympics as much as the players want to be part of it.
Well, that's something that we're going to I'm sure we're going to watch closely, because the Olympics last time, enjoyable, but not as enjoyable as when NHL players are involved. So thanks for jumping on here last minute, Dave. Appreciate it, and appreciate your insight on the Hub City plan that is developing.
Absolutely. Lots more to come here, believe me. I'll talk to you guys soon.